Okay, it was Yom Kippur. No, Dina Yeshiva Sukkah. Yeah, Zion. So we discussed the first two nights' rain. Right now, we'll discuss the other nights. So, Sukkot. Other nights and on other days, it's not a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. Meaning, Elohim who writes a lefel, chilas keva elishan. If you want to eat a chilas keva or sleep, tzarek lefel elishan basukkah, then you have to eat and sleep in the sukkah. Meaning, this, the same thing with matzah on Pesach. You're not mechuyev to eat matzah the rest of the days of Pesach. If you want to wash, you have to have matzah. Uma chilas keva, what is a set achila? Pas yosim mikabetza, eggs, more, a bread more than an egg's worth, afilu lekava love, even if you were not kaveh of afilu he pas kisnin, even if it's Mezinus, any sort of cooked food from the five grains, that's pasta and that type of thing. Now, the kavalav is a little tricky. What does that mean? Meaning, if you're eating it for a meal, so if pasta, then not. Right? Yes, it is a, but the shaila is what happens if you're just eating the pasta and you're not kaveh a meal? Okay, so taya pasukla, so, but the bottom line is, you have any sort of mezainis, any decent amount, an egg's worth, and you need a sukkah. Aval peiros, afilu achar harve, but peiros, even if you eat a lot, the kavalav, you kaveh, mutter lefel put the sukkah, it's mutter to eat it outside the sukkah. Pein yayin, ashar mashkin, wine, and other liquids, aybasar, ugvina, meat, cheese, mutter lefel, malishas, put the sukkah, that's mutter to eat outside the sukkah. But the davka kavalov, that's only if you're not kaveya. In right to lishkas yayin, a sham mash from the derech keva. If you want to sit down to have wine, derech keva, a sharat to lechol basar or gvina derech keva. You want to eat meat or cheese, derech keva tzarab sukkah. You need a sukkah. V'lo yivarach aleim leishav a sukkah.
If you're having a
And you should.
salad,
No, a salad, no, because a salad is not mezainis.
no, but I'm saying, but you said you're having meat.
No, meat has a separate thing.
So I'm
I'm
saying if
not
I'm having a
clear.
salad for lunch.
A meat salad?
No, not a meat salad. Just I'm having a salad for lunch. No meat in
No
it.
salad. No, so a salad is not kosher enough.
No, it's definitely
No,
not kosher enough.
for males, for sure not.
No, it's not.
Right. So anyway, but you can't make a leisha. So basically, if you're having a dinner and you're having meat and sushi is the big question. Do you need a sukkah for sushi? So, potentially, you don't need a sukkah for sushi. But if you're sitting down to a sushi supper, then l'chaira, you do. That's for sushi? Sushi. Are you purvey on meat? Straight meat? I don't know. You are? Straight meat? I could do that, man. Just the steak? I don't know. Maybe.
Steak in a side dish.
Right. So let's say it's just meat. So you have to have it with the side dishes. I don't know. But again, but you can't make a lei shave. So that's why he says the toif shayoch. This is why I gain. I mean, I gain weight on every Yom Tov, but on Sukkot, the toif shayoch will cut the pas kadesh yivarot. You should have bread or at least mezaynus. So every time I go in and out of the sukkah, I want to make a bracha. So I eat another piece of cake. Right. I mean, you have to really want to eat the cake, but yeah. But also, it's medina. That's all maker of dinner. If you machmor a lot tonight, if you machmor on yourself, people mayim ain't a shoy sukkah to sukkah. If you don't drink water outside the sukkah, harayz and meshuvah, that's considered praiseworthy. So I'll tell you where the meat comes up. So a lot of people, a guy asked me yesterday that he's with his in-laws. They're away for sukkahs, but they're going away. I'm sorry, they're going away for last days, and his in-laws don't sit in the sukkah on the last days. But the son-in-law does. So the mother-in-law tells him, if you're going to say that we need to eat in a sukkah, you're going to cost us $1,000 to put up a sukkah. So he wants to know, what should he do with it? So I don't know. He needs a sukkah. I said, go find somebody else's sukkah. But a lot of times, when the people are eating by their in-laws and the in-laws eat inside, so what I tell them to do, and I don't know if I'm right on this, is that they should go outside and make hamotzi in the sukkah. And then the meat they should eat inside. The meat they could eat inside because those are Shmini Atzeres, so it's not so much.
Doesn't it say the cloth?
Right, but they let you eat the meal home, even on regular circus. Not for
where they going for the second days of circus?
Oh, I don't know where they're going.
$10,000 is such a big deal to them.
I guess so.
Or they just want to start up with their son-in-law.
That's yes, that's a possibility. Anyways, fine. Test. This is the big controversy. Well, it's unfortunately not a controversy, but Shayna sleeping in the sukkah, filo arai. Even if it's arai, v'dina tzar of sukkah, you have to sleep in the sukkah. Meaning that's the chumrah of sleeping. You're not even allowed to doze off out of the sukkah. Okay, notice I'm a doctor to mitzvahs. That's what people who are doctor with mitzvahs do. Shafibu shina sarai, enemy shayna from the sukkah. They don't even sleep a shina sarai outside the sukkah. Va'ata shenayin harbi lakub shayna. Nowadays, many people don't sleep in the sukkah. Kasu afreinim zal, kamatamun lamik tas chus aleim. They write many reasons to be melamed chus. Aval kol yera shemayim roi lo lahafar melasis sukkah. Sheyachal lodu shamim ishtoif. You can make a sukkah that you could be there with your wife. Kamayis rudar kol shanakula. The way you live the whole year. If it's possible. At the minimum, you yourself should sleep there. And if that's not the case, then he's very machmir here. He says, even b'diyevin, your sukkah is possible. Meaning, if you make yourself a sukkah that you can't sleep in it, then b'diyevin, even b'diyevin, it's possible. I don't think we might. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't. Sakana, or something like that. What he's saying, he passes it even during the day. Yeah. That's Yarduk Shaman Potamina. It's a chumrah of, I forgot who. That if the sukkah, if you don't sleep in it, then it's also possible to eat in it. Anyways, test. Yarduk Shaman Potamina sukkah. If the rain comes down, you're Potamina sukkah. Vezak Shaman Potamina. What type of rain? Same Yarduk Kokashu Mashar Shim Hoyu Noifan Kahu Sakatav Shalayu Miskalko. If you estimate that if you had food there, the rain would fall into it. Even if the tavshil is not in front of him, or if you're mishar, that if it falls into in the room that he's there, he would leave that room. Then you'd also leave the sukkah from the house. Meaning, if you had a leak in your bedroom, as long as you'd stay in your bedroom and not leave your bedroom, you have to sleep in the sukkah or stay in the sukkah. If you would leave your bedroom or you leave your dining room, wherever it is that you're sitting, because of whatever dripping down, then you would leave the sukkah too. And this will lechel the sukkah v'arkav yorduk shaman v'nichnas l'pesach v'bayis, this will lechel gam v'bayis. If you start eating in the sukkah, then it started raining. You went into the house and you began eating in the house, ashamachmas akshalan hiskel v'tila lechel v'bayis, or because of the rain, you went into the house, and afterwards the rain stopped. You finished your suda in the house. You're not mechuyev to uproot yourself.
The reason you would leave your room if I have a leak in my dining room. I might go eat in my kitchen because I have other rooms in my house that I could eat in. But in the sukkah, it's only one room. So if there's a leak in there, I have to leave. But in my house, I could go from one... Baruch Hashem, we have big enough houses that I could go from one room
how
to the
often
next.
Do you have a, how often do you have a leak in your house?
No, I'm saying if somebody had an issue in one of their rooms, they could go to another room and it wouldn't be such a big deal.
Right, but it's the same gather, though. Since you would leave your room, even though you're leaving your room because you have other rooms, I'm saying bottom line is if it rains enough, you're going to leave your house. I'm assuming...
Yeah, if it leaked in every single room in my house, I would have to leave.
Right, so that's what it's saying. I think. Yeah, fine. By the vechein.
Chaim.
Vechein, kisha'eis kar. When it's very cold, when it's simple, you got to mute. Thank you. Vechein, kisha'eis kar. When it's a cold, v'macholam nifroshim b'seich ha'sukkah. How cold does it have to be? Your food is freezing in the sukkah. then potem and asuga vayichol bebayis. I always, I think this year is pretty nice.
Siberia.
People ask, how cold does it have to be? Well, the kids are talking on Paskin, your food has to get frozen. So that's pretty cold. that's pretty cold. Right? Yes, you got to be further and asuga. Okay, the Phoenix people are not on now. Fine. Even though L'chaira, if you're at and you're in your house and you have no heat, you're going to leave your house, even if your negel vaser water next to your bed didn't freeze, I would think. So I don't know why he's being so stark, other than probably because you could wear coats. That's what I'm assuming. Okay, Yoda Linden, Shina Basukah, sleeping in the Sukkah, Gam Kishama, Watan Habitzah Lish, and even a little bit of rain, meaning the Yachalot, you can leave, meaning if it rains a little bit in the middle of the night, it has to be a much lighter rain for you to be tossing. When Yotze Leveisos, Ishkim Esatu Elisha, lighter rain, yeah. You left your house and then you went to sleep and then the rain stopped. Or he first went to sleep in the house and then it stopped raining. You don't have to go the whole night. You sleep in your house until the morning. When you're potter from sukkah and you're not leaving from there, you're called a hedjit. You're not makabel skar. Meaning, if you're supposed to leave the sukkah and you don't, then you're considered foolish. And you're not allowed to make a bracha because it's a bracha of atola. She yotzim in a sukkah b'shvil hakshamim, but when you leave because of the rain, don't kick off the sukkah and run out and say, great. No, go out humble. Like an Eved who his Rebbe threw his kite, he served his Rebbe wine, and his Rebbe went and poured it on him. And he poured it on his face. Right? One more. Good base. The meaning is that you don't make a leisha v'sukkah only when you're eating as pilas keva. The meaning is first you make a bracha ma'iti v'achach leisha v'sukkah koydar shetayim before you make the before you taste this. Ushar tvarim shu ayichol v'sukkah kol ayoyim v'tol mashu yoyshe v'ayseh shom. Anything else you eat, anything else that you're sitting and doing there, v'filum yoshen shom, even if you sleep there, niftar akol v'brachos v'peiro v'shas achilas keva, you all potter with the first bracha you made, atcha yoshe shenis v'keva, until you eat another time. Meaning, basically, if you sit in the sukkah all day, you only make one leisha. And if you don't leave to do business or to go, doesn't mean business, to take care of whatever you need, or to go to shul, since you made one bracha, you don't need to make a second bracha to eat. And even all 7 days, correct. Yeah, correct.
So you go to Shacharis and come back, you don't have to make another bracha.
No, he's saying, no, you do.
You do.
You do. It's no matter if you didn't. Like, you have some rebels to do everything in the sukkah. Ain't it so the word rak palachas, you only have to make one bracha. Keep it shalei yisir taitim in the sukkah, since he wasn't receiving das from the sukkah. Even if you went out for a little bit, but taitim lach sabayad, and you das, and go right back in. It's not as if Hadas, Vayna Tzorach Levarach Masuda Shneer, and he does not have to make a Brachma Masuda Shneer. Raka Shiyotza La Sokov, or the Besach Knesset, or the Daima, unless you go to take care of things or the Shuls. Avilu Halach Masuda Besach Lumay Shom. And even if you go to the house to learn there, or Lasta Shom Eze Dover Shom Shoyaboy, or to do something that takes some time, Gam Ken Ave Yasef Hadas, Tzorach Levarach Masuda Shneer, and you have to make a make a bracha and yisru the shniyah. So that always gets into the big shaila. Should you leave the sukkah to go learn in shul, or should you stay in the sukkah? Right? Should you stay in the sukkah for those that learn on Yom Tov afternoon or Shabbos afternoon or whatever it is? Should you stay in the sukkah, or do you just go to besmeders? So it depends where you're going to learn better. But if you go to besmeders and then you, or even if you go to besmeders and you change your mind, you come right back, you'd have to make a new bracha. But only if you're going to eat. Only if you can eat in the Zayin. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Good night.